In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Rogation Sunday, we give thanks for the presence of God in creation, in the beauty of nature, and in the experience of God that we have. In our gospel today, Jesus talks about, again, this intimate connection that he has with his disciples and that he has with God the Creator, uniting them all in one. The world, he says, will no longer see me. He's preparing his followers for the ascension, for the time when he will no longer be physically present, but he's also giving them the assurance that he will continue to be with them and in fact in them. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I am in the Father and my Father is in me and you are in me and I am in you. In other words, I think from now on, from the time of the ascension and with the coming of the Holy Spirit, the world will only be able to see Christ in us, in those who call ourselves followers of Jesus. We will be the ones to reveal the presence of Christ, and that is an awesome privilege and responsibility. This idea of seeing Christ is really a theme that runs through our scriptures today. In the book of Acts, we have this wonderful story of Paul the evangelist. You know, he's really living out the words from our epistle too. Always be ready to give an accounting for the hope that is in you. I mean, I don't think there's any sentence that really encapsulates Paul's ministry better than that. To give an accounting of the hope that is in us. And what is that hope? What is the way that Paul does that? In our lesson today from Acts, it's this wonderful story of evangelism from Athens. You know, we think, unfortunately, of evangelism as haranguing people into one particular ideology. It gets a bad name, unfortunately, in modern world and in modern Christianity. It's been kind of abused by the televangelist type of evangelists who seem more in it for the power and the money and the prestige than for seeing and helping others to see the presence of Christ. But in this story, we get it really in its essential form. Paul is always looking for ways to build connections with people. He sees when he goes around Athens that there are all these temples to the various Greek gods and goddesses, but he finds an altar to an unknown god. And he says, let me tell you about the God that I know. Maybe to you he's unknown, but let me explain how God, through Jesus, has revealed himself in this world and to you and to me. And then he looks for other connections and he says, you know, and this is pretty amazing for Paul as a Jew who was taught his whole life that Jews and Gentiles were separate, that they had different ancestry and that they could not be mixed. He says, we have a common ancestry. We are all children of the same God. We are united in that. He builds a bridge that way. Then he goes to their very own Greek philosophers and poets, and he finds the words that reveal, that help them to see the presence of God in their midst through Jesus. He quotes a poem that is part of one of our collects in the prayer book, one of my favorites. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being. In whom we live and move and have our being. The God who is all around us and within us and connecting us. Paul uses their own words to help them to see God in a new way. That idea of seeing in a new way is so important. I read a very helpful article in the New York Times this week by David Brooks. He was talking about the real dichotomy, the difference between what we see in social media and sometimes in the regular media, which is a world that is polarized, that is angry. It's the protesters, it's people taking sides, it's bashing each other with various ideologies. And he said, that is so evident in that area of the media. But when you look below the surface, you see that that is not the reality at all. It's like the difference between the stock market and the economy. They are not the same thing. And social media and the social network are not the same. He looks at some wonderful stories of how people are actually more united right now than they have perhaps ever been, feeling no matter what happens with politicians and in the rhetoric that gets flown around, that people are really seeing themselves in this struggle against COVID-19, in this economic struggle, really seeing themselves together. And that is a really important difference in the way that we look at things. He says, America looks better from the bottom up, from the grassroots. And I really like that because it rings true for me of my experience with human beings. He says there is, in fact, based on some surveys of people's attitudes, there's a greater humanity right now, a deeper compassion in the face of suffering, and a hidden solidarity that he didn't know was there. But it took eyes to see it. And I think that's our invitation today as we read these scriptures and as we celebrate this time of our church year, anticipating the ascension of Christ on Thursday and the coming of the Holy Spirit, as we remember those stories so deep in our spiritual DNA. It's an invitation for us to look away from the polarizing, superficial conflicts that are in our world and to look deeper for the things that really unite us, and ultimately to see the presence of God in Jesus Christ. To see it on this Rogation Day in nature, in our relationships with our fellow creatures that inhabit this planet, in our fellow human beings across the racial and political and social divide, to see that we are inheritors of a common ancestry, that we are sharers in the life that Jesus came to give us, the life intimately connected with God, and to be those who can evangelize like St. Paul, not by haranguing, but by finding connections with people and sharing and bearing witness to the hope that is in us, giving an accounting of the hope that is in us. That's what I yearn to do, and that's what I hope that we as a faith community can continue to do, to be bearers of hope and sharers of love and compassion and connection. Amen.